This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With the third Operation Warp Speed COVID-19 vaccine getting emergency use approval Saturday, the question now is, how often will we need to take the COVID-19 vaccine? Professor of Medicine at NYU, Dr. Mark Siegel, tells Fox News it won't be needed yearly.
It's probably, we're very conservative, as you know, in a medical establishment. It's probably going to be last more than a year. It's looking very good right now that the immunity will last more than a year, maybe two, maybe three. And if we have to give a booster, it's because variants are emerging that we want to cover better.
A Harvard immunologist on the Harvard website said current vaccines appear to be effective enough to end the pandemic. Since Tiger Woods couldn't be at a golf tournament in Florida Sunday, numerous golfers picked up the slack by wearing his traditional red shirt, black pants. Tiger tweeted after seeing the support, "To every golfer and every fan, you are truly helping me get through this tough time." USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Let's get a vaccine update with Jeremy Scott from the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau.
The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said that 75,236,000 doses of the Pfizer and Moderna COVID-19 vaccines have been administered in the U.S. as of Sunday. Nearly 25 million people have been fully vaccinated with both doses. There are about 21 million doses on hand nationwide. A shipment of the one-dose Johnson & Johnson vaccine given emergency use authorization by the Food and Drug Administration this weekend will significantly add to the number of available doses, with 20 million expected to be shipped out by the end of March.
Some of the J&J vaccine will roll out Monday for numerous states. Embroiled Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo of New York on Sunday tried to explain away allegations of sexual harassment as jokes that were misinterpreted as unwanted flirtation. End quote. Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If you have the chance to read the $1.9 trillion COVID relief package passed along party lines by the House Friday, you would understand this package has very little to do with COVID relief. Dan Naraki from the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau reports.
The Senate will take up a $1.9 trillion COVID relief package next week. It was passed in the House on Friday along party lines, but senators may still make significant changes to the bill before they pass their own version of it. Senator Steve Daines says it won't matter what ends up changing. The COVID relief bill does not provide enough COVID relief. The Montana Republican tells Fox News that the bill should be focused on vaccination efforts.
The economy is strengthening. The infection rates are going down. We should focus on the vaccinations, but we don't need this massive, massive $1.9 trillion. Keep in mind, Mike, when you add up what's been spent in the last 12 months, if we pass Pelosi's wish list here, that'll be nearly $6 trillion of borrowed money for COVID aid. And the sad part about it, most of the dollars in this package are not really COVID aid. It is really Nancy Pelosi's payoff.
The House approved it in a 219-212 mostly party line vote as two Democrats joined all Republicans in opposing it. In a number 24 Chevrolet that steadily improved its performance as the sun went down, William Byron ran a decisive victory in Sunday's Dixie Vodka 400 at Homestead Miami Speedway Sunday. With Tyler Reddick, Kyle Larson, and Martin Truex Jr. battling for second place behind him, Byron cruised to a 2.7-second victory over Reddick. NASCAR invades Las Vegas, Nevada next weekend. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-452-0072. 800-452-0072. 800-452-0072. That's 800-452-0072.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, a little programming warning here. We're going to talk about some very honest and intimate facts of life. Some Christian women might be offended by what we're going to talk about. This is a survey of over 20,000 Christian women about their sex lives, marriages, and beliefs about sex and marriage. It's about a new book, Christian Women Aren't as Satisfied as You Think. You ready for this? Okay, well, Sheila Gregoire is with us. She's the founder of the popular blog To Love, Honor, and Vacuum, and co-authors Rebecca Linenbach and Joanna Sawatsky on the release of their new book, The Great Sex Rescue. The three of them have come together to, talk to women to get honest answers. You know, guys like me ask this question, we get thrown out the door. I got to tell you, they don't want to talk to us about this, Sheila. So, you know, for you to be able to do this, this is quite enlightening, I think, you know, for other women that are probably feeling the same thing, and Christian men who want better for their wives, they want better for their marriage and their relationships, and what you exposed here is quite revealing. Welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
This is something God wants for us. God wants
Amen.
Us to have amazing sex lives. So let's figure this out, people.
Yeah, why is that? Why is it that difficult? You know, I share this story with about a woman who had been married, for a long time. And when I run into people who have been married for a long time, I want to know their secret. Okay, and so I ask her. I go, okay, what's your secret? She goes, oh, Sonny. She says, I learned a long time ago, it's better to be right than to be loved. I said, whoa, boy, that's one for the ages. And that's pretty profound. So the three of you got together. Of course, you've been blogging, and you kind of touch on these issues. But you said, look, we've got to put this down. We've got to write this book. And as you say, I mean, I think it's one of the greatest God, gifts that God has given, for the institution of marriage. And why is it that we're so dysfunctional and dishonoring of God? It's almost like we're disrespecting the gift he gave us.
I love that way of putting it. Absolutely. And what I was finding, I've been blogging about sex and marriage since 2008. I've written a number of books on it, Good Girl's Guide to Great Sex, 31 Days to Great Sex. I've been telling people, hey, here's how you have great sex for years. And yet everybody kept having a lot of very similar problems they couldn't get over. And we realized it wasn't enough to just tell people how to have great sex. We had to figure out what was rotten in our foundation.
Yeah, exactly. So what's the thorn? Is there one thorn?
Well, we actually identified, I think, five or six, but we did this huge survey, and what we were trying to find is, are there certain teachings that women are believing that is causing their pleasure to plummet, their marital satisfaction to plummet, and even their sexual pain to skyrocket. Mm-hmm. So we measured a whole ton of different teachings, and we identified some that are really toxic, but that are taught a lot in evangelical circles.
Yeah, again, this comes from Christian women, women who pray, women who go to women's Bible studies, women who read the Word of God, and they're not realizing the fullness of their potential sexual joy.
So, for instance, here's a really big one. When women are taught that all men struggle with lust, and lust is every man's battle, then their trust in their husbands goes way down, sexual pain goes up, sexual pleasure goes down, their libido plummets. They're far less likely to have sex because they want to. Like, this is a negative message. And a lot of the negative messages that we found have something in common, which is they tell women you need to have sex under threat.
Wow. Wow.
Like, yeah. If you don't have sex, he's going to watch porn. If you don't have sex, he's going to have an affair. If you don't have sex, he's going to lust. You're obligated to have sex with your husband. And a lot of these things, like, they have a kernel of truth, but we've distorted them so much. So what we're trying to do in our book is say, okay, look, people, instead of saying all men struggle with lust, it's every man's battle, why don't we try this? Let's say a lot of people struggle with lust. Mm-hmm. Often men, but sometimes women too.
Yes.
But it's not a battle that you can't win. And the way to get over lust is to learn how to respect others as image bearers of our God.
Amen. Wow. Yeah, it's in the eye of the beholder, right? And if your perspective, if your default is thinking that it's all about lust, well then, you know, how does that, you know, what kind of patina, what kind of environment have you created for yourself? And then you blame the man for not being the protector of said environment.
These messages are often taught in a lot of our evangelical books. It's a lot in our evangelical culture. And so what we really want to do with the Great Sex Rescue is to call people back, to call people to more. I mean, this is the biggest study that has ever been done.
Yes. Wow.
of Christian women. Like, we did this big. And, you know, it's going to be in peer-reviewed journals. We've just got ethics approval to submit to academic journals. Like, this was done to a really high standard because there's just been so much misinformation out there. And we just want to get back to what God wanted. So another big one is, you know, when you tell women you are obligated to have sex with your husband when he wants it, what happens is that the incidence of sexual pain, the women experiencing pain during sex, increases almost as much as if they had been sexually abused.
Wow.
They're almost statistically the same. So that message, you have to have sex with your husband when he wants it, women's bodies interpret that in the same way as we interpret trauma.
And let me just say this, okay? That's the last thing that most Christian men would want for their wives. And to hear this really breaks our heart. And of course, some women are probably, well, of course, Bill, you're going to say that because, you know, you're in it for the end game kind of thing. And no, you know, the end game is God's end game. That's what most Christian men would strive for. You know, we want to do it, you know, God's way. We want to honor God. And why can't you honor God while you're, you know, being blessed by the very thing He created for us? So much so that even the apostle said, look, you need to honor one another, and you're not to withhold. And it's not an obligatory deal. It's just a caution that there is something very powerful, you know, that has to relate to spiritual warfare, our relationships, and, of course, psychologically, you know, things that are being proven is that, you know, it is healthy. It's healthy biologically for both the man and the women and women to relate this way, right?
Absolutely. But interestingly, that passage that you're referring to in 1 Corinthians 7, you know, we famously call it the do not deprive passage, right? Do not deprive each other except a mutual consent and for a time. Anyway, what's interesting about that passage is that the whole point of it is absolute mutuality.
Yes.
Everything that is given to the husband is also given to the wife. And so that passage is about, hey, people, in your marriage, you should have a sex life which is mutual, which is really intimate. You know, right. Where sex is personal, where sex is pleasurable for both. That's what your sex life should look like. And yet, instead, what's happened is that passage has often been used to tell women, you are obligated to give him one-sided sex. And what we have in evangelicalism is...
I'll tell you what, we got to go to break. We'll break that and unwrap that more. We've got 10 more minutes on the other side of the break. Stay with us right here.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The pet industry saw nearly $99 billion in sales in 2020, and pet food accounted for about $38.4 billion in sales. This vibrant market keeps growing, and you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free research report from Avid Market Traders. Text PET to 48542. We've discovered that a potential multi-billion dollar growth opportunity has tails wagging over a company that incorporates functional pet food ingredients that offer proven health benefits for pet owners around the world. And that means hyper growth in the market for domestic and international pet owners. If you're a pet owner, text the word PET to 48542 to get this red-hot market intelligence delivered to your mobile device. Text PET to 48542 for your free research from Avid Market Traders. Get the best for your investment strategy and for your pet when you text PET to 48542.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. Again, that's 800-399-3706.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
The spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Well, we're talking with Sheila Gregory. She's the founder of the popular blog To Love, Honor, and Vacuum. What a sense of humor. You are a hoot. And for you to address this issue, it is such a blessing. I know that probably you may have thought, okay, I'm going to bless women by doing this. But I want you to know this is an encouragement to men because, you know, you're kind of giving a voice to the cry of men, and you know, and this cry is for their wives because you know they got married to realize the ultimate institution that God has blessed us with, and it's falling short. And you know, and as you say, women and even men have been trained with certain things that are deleterious to the whole concept of marriage and you know, and sex.
Absolutely, you know, and in the Great Sex Rescue, when we did this survey of 20,000 women, we followed it up with focus groups. Mm-hmm. And what we found over and over again is that husbands can just heal their wives' sexuality by helping their wives overcome a lot of the really bad stuff that we've been taught. And so it's not that men are bad at all. It's in fact, what we heard over and over again is when I finally listened to my husband's heart for me and I stopped listening to all these messages that I had heard, I finally was able to really trust him. And that was beautiful. But Bill, I want you to remember a number, okay? I'm going to tell you a number.
Okay.
Okay, that number is 47.
47, okay.
And that number matters, and I'm going to tell you why.
Okay.
95% of men almost always or always reach climax mm-hmm. during a sexual encounter with their wives.
Right.
The comparable number for women is 48.
Wow.
So we have a 47-point gap. And over and over again in our resources, we hear things like, you know, if your husband is typical, he has a need you don't have.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you need to help him out with release. You need to give him release.
Mm-hmm.
Be his methadone so he doesn't lust. And women are not told that they're sexual beings as well.
Mm-hmm.
In so many of our marriage books, sex is actually in the men's part of the book. Like, this is a man's need. It's not a woman's need. And so women get married, and they don't even realize this is for them.
Wow.
And often, you know, and sometimes guys do, and they want to help their wives feel pleasure, but she just doesn't even know how to do that. You know,
right.
Or he doesn't realize she's supposed to. And so we just need to understand God created this for both of us.
Mm-hmm.
And if we, that's one of the reasons that we surveyed so many women, because we just thought what men want, you know, what the majority of men want is they want wives who love sex and who want sex. And
exactly.
So if we can just figure out how to get women to mm-hmm. love sex and want sex, we cure everything for everybody.
Well, that 47% gap is something to work on, right?
Absolutely. And there's always going to be a slight gap, but it should not be that much.
Right. And
not be that much.
And again, like for you, with you and your husband, as you went through this and the light switch went on, we want people to understand this is a process. I mean, you might be very fortunate that it would be immediate, like the book of Mark. We love the book of Mark because everything's immediate. But, and I would hope that, you know, and pray that it could be this. But it's not that difficult either. But that's where, you know, realizing what it's all about, you know, what is the objective here? What are we trying to do? I mean, you decided to marry this person, you know, and you had dreams and vision together, and you know, the sexual experience is a bonus to all that. I don't think necessarily. I mean, I don't find that in our wedding vows is that I don't know, maybe it should be, I'm being a little bit of a brat that we should say that we should have outstanding sex as part of the wedding vow, but maybe it's just assumed that with all that love that you have on your wedding day that it's a natural expression, and that's you know, that's the point that we try to get back to where you know, that in a sense is our North Star, that we loved them as much as we did or even more because we know them better, you know, since getting married, and that should heighten the expression and the understanding. But if we're not going to talk about it, because like in some cases, I mean, you're asking these questions, women are being open, and these are some of the questions that husbands maybe have asked, but they just don't want to say, or some women will say, oh, well, you know, if you knew me, you would really know. I wouldn't have to say that, right?
Yeah, and so that's the picture that sex is. You know, God designed sex to be something which reflects his relationship with us. It's supposed to be this deeply intimate knowing. It's like Genesis 4. Mm-hmm. You know, Adam knew his wife Eve, and they conceived a son. And I remember hearing that verse when I was in junior high and thinking that was hilarious because mm-hmm. God was embarrassed to use the real word or something. But when you look at that Hebrew word for to mm-hmm. know, it's the same word where David says, "Search me and know me, O God."
Yes.
You know, sex is a deep intimacy, a deep longing to be connected. And we should never reduce sex to something which is only about his release. And too right. many of our evangelical resources have done that. And women have grown up hearing this. And we hear it in women's Bible studies. And we need to start speaking up and speaking back and saying, no, we're not going to reduce sex to something like that.
Exactly.
Not when God made it to be so beautiful. We are not going to put up with anything other than outstanding sex, even if it takes a while to get there.
Right, exactly. Sheila, and I got to tell you, there's been some churches I've been in where senior pastors have promoted this idea. And it disgusts me. Every time I hear it, it makes me wonder what's going on. And usually what follows is several days after a senior pastor will preach something like that, the men in the congregation have bruised ribs because their wives are sitting there throwing elbows in. See, I told you, you know, kind of deal. But anyway, we talked about five thorns. Did we address the other thorns? I'm not sure if we did or not.
Other ones, you know, men have sexual needs and women don't. Women need affection. I wonder if people have ever heard of self-fulfilling prophecies. Like, you tell a girl from the time she's, you know, teenager growing up, hey, you don't need sex. You're never going to want it. And then we're surprised when she doesn't. Like, there are self-fulfilling prophecies. Why don't we start, you know, telling our teenagers, hey, you know what? Sexual attraction is normal. Having sexual feelings is normal. God created you for that. Let's remember to keep that in the right context of marriage. It's healthier and better for everybody, and it's wiser. But you yes. don't need to feel shame for your feelings. You know, these are all good. And, like, give these positive messages instead and how we can reframe some of this really weird stuff.
Exactly. You're so right that, you know, young boys and young women, I mean, you know, as they're growing up, natural things are happening to their bodies and, you know, desires. And what do you do with it? But you're taught that, oh, that's bad. That's evil.
Mm-hmm. And girls are, but what boys are taught is, oh, you're going to watch porn and you're going to get sucked in mm-hmm. and you're going to lust. And that's a self-defeating message as well. And what girls are taught is he's going to lust after you. So you need to not be a stumbling block and your body is dangerous and he needs sex and you don't. So you need to stay in control to make wow. sure nothing ever gets out of hand. And that's the other message that hurts women is, when you grow up feeling like I need to stay in control because he can't be in control, then when she gets married, she doesn't know how to let go of control. And
yes.
if you can't let go of control, you're never going to enjoy sex.
No. Much less a marriage. What else? What other things did you find out?
Just that when couples get this right, things can often go really well really quickly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we talk to so many women, especially who dealt with sexual pain, and we don't even talk about this very much. You know, evangelical women have twice the rate of sexual pain as the general population.
Wow.
This is our problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they've known about this since the 70s. And so we really wanted to drill down as to why. And a lot of it is that obligation sex message, that you're obligated to have sex. Instead of sex being this completion and this wonderful thing we get to enjoy together, it gets turned into a duty. And that changes the very nature of it for her and makes it very traumatic.
It's a body, mind, spirit thing, isn't it?
Exactly.
I mean,
exactly.
It's in its totality. I mean, you think about it, that you are opening up, and the deal is that this goes both ways. Men are experiencing, you know, optimally when that happens, when you can come together in a way that both of you are free to be and express yourselves. Wow. I mean, God is good, huh?
And that's what we want. And so I hope people find that in The Great Sex Rescue. It's a wonderful book even for couples to read together. We've got check-ins and explore together exercises and lots of things so that we can rescue and reframe sex to be what God intended.
Yeah, this would be a great weekend getaway for you. Our blessings to you. The Great Sex Rescue, Sheila Gregoire. That's going to be on our website as well, Sheila. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Look forward. We got to have you back, okay?
I would love
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.75 with a 1.98% APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.75 with a 1.98% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 1.75 with a 1.98% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Financial Lenders Law. Number 603-D787. An equal opportunity lender. Loan amounts 500,000 and greater. 1.45 discount points apply. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With the third Operation Warp Speed COVID-19 vaccine getting emergency use approval Saturday, the question now is, how often will we need to take the COVID-19 vaccine? Professor of Medicine at NYU, Dr. Mark Siegel, tells Fox News it won't be needed yearly.
It's probably, we're very conservative, as you know, in a medical establishment. It's probably going to be last more than a year. It's looking very good right now that the immunity will last more than a year, maybe two, maybe three. And if we have to give a booster, it's because variants are emerging that we want to cover better.
A Harvard immunologist on the Harvard website said current vaccines appear to be effective enough to end the pandemic. Since Tiger Woods couldn't be at a golf tournament in Florida Sunday, numerous golfers picked up the slack by wearing his traditional red shirt, black pants. Tiger tweeted after seeing the support, "To every golfer and every fan, you are truly helping me get through this tough time." USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
You know, kind of amazing here in that conversation with Sheila Gregoire, founder and of the popular blog To Love, Honor, and Vacuum, and her and her co-authors have released, this new book, The Great Sex Rescue. It just lays it out that, Christian women, and this was what was the focus, they surveyed more than 20,000 Christian women about their sex lives, marriages, beliefs about sex and marriage, and quite revealing. And quite painful on many levels to get some truth and insight into this, which doesn't necessarily have to be. But, we're raised up in a way that is counter what God has assigned for us. And we're paying, we're paying the price for it. And we're not as happy and fulfilled as we should be in, said marriages and relationships. But the good news is that there is a rescuer, and there is a formula to follow. And thank God for Sheila for doing all this hard work and getting the message out. Eric Desenhall joins us now, and we're going to be talking about his latest novel, False Light. Eric, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me.
You've authored 11 books. He's the CEO of Desmond Hall Resources, a nationally recognized high-stakes communications firm. Your background is just fascinating to me, Eric, that you have been able to, experience things in communications, and you bring it, to your books and, to your understanding and sharing it with your readers.
Well, I try to. I mean, there are things that I work on that I'm not allowed to discuss because of confidentiality, but it doesn't mean I can't put it into fiction. And a lot of what I've been following the last few years is what is now called cancel culture. It's not a term I love because it's become a word like narcissist that is used so much that it ceases to mean anything.
Exactly.
I think of it in terms of character assassination.
Right.
Because that's really what it is. And character assassination is a whole area of study that I work on. And False Light is a novel, but it's a novel that deals with things that are happening right now, which is how you ruin people you don't like.
Right. Well, I have called it for a long time a spirit of invalidation. To invalidate someone is, and I thought, wow, how dehumanizing, character assassination all part and parcel as you write about this. But it's the same thing. We're reducing our fellow humanoid to where they're inconsequential. And as we know, historically, can be made extinct because they don't matter.
Well, and we do it, make no mistake about it, because we like it. It's really, character assassination is about power. It is about knocking off people we don't like and replacing them with people we do like. And, it's really a vehicle to, I think what you said was right, to invalidate people. Mm-hmm. And I think that the way to do that now is to use offense as leverage. In
right.
False Light, I have an old line news reporter who's pretty liberal, but he's not considered woke enough.
Mm-hmm.
And so a new generation is trying to whack him, get rid of it. And
right.
You also have a bad guy in a sexual assault, a sexual assailant, who the only way to get him, because he can't be gotten in court, is to go after his character. So a lot of what I do, it's kind of a jubilee of character assassination in this book, breaking down precisely how character assassination campaigns are executed.
Eric, we reap what we sow. We know that experientially. And for people who are in the character assassination business, the canceling culture, if I can, use an overused term, but that's what it is, what is the consequence for them? I mean, it seems like right now they're in friendly waters, but eventually we know that what you do to others will be eventually, they'll come back on you. And this seems to be the case. I mean, in some cases it's happened fairly quickly. In other cases, it's taking some time. But we're not seeing things quite like that to see, okay, well, look at you. You were, you yourself were participating, and now you're the victim of the very process that you were promoting.
Well, it's a lot of fun to have supernatural power. And McCarthy enjoyed it in the 50s until he started going after military leaders. He didn't just go after communists. It moved to others. And then he found himself, it boomeranged on him. In False Light, what I have is a smear artist, new age reporter who thinks that because he's destroying people, he is immune. And what he ends up finding is that those tactics can be used against him by people who know how to do it. Because what's interesting is right now, the smear tactics, the character assassination is more coming from the left than the right. The problem is it's starting to eat their own because, revolutions don't discriminate.
Yeah, that's right. And, to my point, we've seen this happen. Like, there was a celebrated attorney who was considered, according to CNN, a potential presidential candidate. And look what happened to him. I mean, he spent time in jail.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think that, you know, one of the things that's interesting is when people see someone who is very good at getting away with stuff, they think they can do it. Mm-hmm. And I think that they misread their own situation. I mean, if you're running around committing fraud in your business, diving in front of TV cameras is generally not a great idea. Yeah. And in false light, you have a sexual predator who is so confident in his invincibility that he doesn't realize that under the wrong set of circumstances, it can be used against him. And I think that the beginning of the end for anybody is when you think that you are immune. Mm-hmm. When you think that because you are wielding this axe and you are hacking up other people, that there is no way that it can come back to you, because under the wrong set of circumstances, it really can. And I mean, look at what's happened, how many of these news reporters who spent their careers bringing down people they don't like suddenly have found the Visigoths at their gates.
Exactly.
That's what's happened over the last few years.
Yeah, and you would think that we would learn enough from this, but it's just human nature being what it is, Eric. And to me, this is what's frustrating, because I look over the landscape and I see a lot of talented people. I see a lot of, you know, a lot of investment in the media that, if directed in a manner that was more, maybe, you know, more consistent with when you and I grew up, it was a different media landscape. Now it's just like, it's really not about reporting. And I understand there's always been some sense of prejudice, but now it just seems like, you know, the general rules of journalism are out the door. We get, you know, anonymous reporting. We really don't, you know, when I was going through journalism class, you couldn't report on something unless you had, you know, several witnesses that could back up and verify what it was that you're reporting. Now it's just like, man, it doesn't matter.
Well, what's happening now is that there are no referees. I mean, my alter ego in the book, who's a 50-something reporter at a Washington paper, says to a woman who is trying to knock him off at the paper, "You're not a reporter, you're an assassin. You just want to get on TV. Mm-hmm. You want to get on TV and ruin somebody and get a book deal and have Charlize Theron play you in the movie. That's what journalism is to you." And I think that that's a lot of what it has become. And what's the reason character assassination is easier now is because there are no referees. If I wanted to make an allegation about you 20 years ago, mm-hmm. I would have to convince a reporter or a judge that there was something bad about you. Now I go on Twitter and I hope it catches on, and I have a 100% chance of damaging you to some degree. And that's what I deal with in false light, which is a term out of defamation law that basically means you don't necessarily legally defame someone, but that you put them in a situation where they look bad that falls short of totally lying.
Well, we're talking to the leading crisis communication consultant, Eric Desenhall, about his new book, False Life. More after this.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-536-4436.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Minutes before the top of the hour. Welcome back. We're talking with Eric Desenhall. Eric is a noted crisis communication consultant, author of the new book, False Light. It is a novel, a thrilling tale of revenge set against the vibrant backdrop of sensationalist modern media. Well, welcome to the modern age and what is going on. He talks about it in terms of character assassination. Eric, break it down for us, the players in your book here and obviously how it relates to, the current environment in which we live in.
Come forward about a sexual assault because she feels her reputation is on the line. Mm-hmm. You have her godparent, who is a reporter, his reputation is being destroyed by younger staffers based on dubious allegations. And you have a digital age journalist who's the sexual predator who also ruins people's careers by ambushing them, who finds himself on the receiving end of a revenge campaign to ruin his reputation. So you have reputational assaults at every single level being executed by an investigative reporter who sees to his horror how all of this is happening and figures, you know what, if I can't win, I'm going to use this to help somebody I care about.
Mm-hmm. Eric, as you were writing this, did you start seeing people within the traditional media that, fit into the characters that you were writing about?
Oh, yeah. I mean, a lot of what I have seen, and I have a lot of friends who are journalists, and in my other life I am a journalist, but one of the things I have seen is this sense of immunity. I mean, over the years, I've had reporters call me and say, you know, who are your clients? And I'll say, I don't discuss my clients. Well, they say you're not being very transparent. And I say, who are your sources? Mm-hmm. We don't discuss our sources. Well, you're not being very transparent. And basically what they're saying is, what don't you understand about the fact, excuse me, that I have a right to ruin you? I am better than you. Right. I can destroy you. What don't you understand about that? And so, you know, what you're beginning to see is some of the people who acted with impunity are falling victim to character assassination. And to be clear, some people deserve to have their characters assassinated. I mean, Harvey Weinstein had his character assassinated, but most of us would agree he should have. Mm-hmm. But should Al Franken's career have been destroyed for doing something that was kind of tasteless during the days when he was a comedian?
Right.
And that's the real question. Does everybody have to be completely destroyed? Does everybody have to get the guillotine for a variety of different acts?
Mm-hmm. Well, that seems to be the case. I mean, today, this environment that we're leading into, if the mob decides to target you, Eric, and they go back and, you know, check out your high school annual or anything in between now and then and pull it up and put you in a bad light, well, then, hey, all's fair in love and war and politics, I guess.
Well, yeah, I mean, look, we all had somebody who didn't like us. It's just that they didn't necessarily have power. And I think what's happening now is it's not just the big people getting hurt, it's the little people. Mm-hmm. I mean, I wrote a story in the New York Daily News last week where I talked about a young woman. She applied to a college. Her competitors for the application sent information to the school saying she was a racist, basically videotaped where she was singing a rap song, and they reversed her acceptance to the college. Now, this is a little person. This is not the CEO of a movie studio. And think about it. I mean, would all of us want everything in our lives having been filmed where somebody who doesn't like us has the power to say, you know, don't admit Bill to this country club or this school because 30 years ago, I'm pretty sure I heard him saying this or that.
Yes.
I don't think any of us would want to be in that position because, frankly, most of us are pretty square and don't do bad things, but all of us have sent a stupid email, have laughed at a tasteless joke, have somebody that doesn't like us. Mm-hmm. Should they be empowered to ruin us? And that's what I'm dealing with in False Light.
Exactly. Well, and it does bring to light the power of anonymity and social media and this environment that has been created within this culture that we're living in right now, that all this is acceptable. Eric, how far does this have to go before there's, you know, as you say, there's some referees or there's some restraint and civility that's brought into the discussion? Because we hear politically all the time, people go, well, you know, we need to show more love. There needs to be peace and that sort of thing. But meanwhile, the rhetoric and the canceling continues at will.
Yeah, well, first of all, nobody really means that. I mean, people enjoy this. I mean, let's not pretend that this is only about complete freaks. Mm. A lot of people enjoy this. And what I suspect is going to happen is a combination of a few things. Number one, there's just going to be so many attacks that it doesn't resonate after a while, not unlike what happened with Trump. There was so much negative about him that people didn't hear it after a while. The other thing that I think is going to happen is there's going to be a landmark legal case where some anonymous person tries to destroy somebody else, and they get destroyed. And what I saw happening in the crisis management business in the 90s is when General Motors made a pickup truck and Dateline NBC blew it up, there was a landmark legal case, and the community of business people said, my God, these media people are really trying to destroy us. So it really ends when there is personal risk to the people who do it.
Exactly. But until then, we're going to wade through these heavy waters, and there's God only knows what else kind of damage is going to be done. As you say, there are people of, you know, we can just say by comparison of minor consequence, everyday citizens just wanting to go to school and having to be subjected to what's going on. There's been stories of people being so damaged that, you know, we've got reports of suicide as a result of this. I mean, and meanwhile, with impunity, the person who has perpetrated this, you know, goes on to live another day.
Oh, they absolutely do. I mean, I have seen cases where people are ruined, and I mean, I deal more with companies and institutions that are ruined. And look, the Duke Lacrosse guys, accused mm-hmm. falsely, right. They were lucky that they had family money that they could fight back. Most people really don't. And that is what is so scary. And a lot of what I deconstruct in this book is how it may get worse. I mean, you now have deep fake technology where I can put words in your mouth, mm-hmm. audio and video, and broadcast it. And once people see you saying something horrible, how do you get them to unsee it? It's mm-hmm. very difficult.
Well, and one of the things that came out too, Eric, and I know you'd appreciate this. I mean, you talk about the power of the media. You know, it was said that Mark Zuckerberg could send out a tweet or send out a story via Facebook. Nobody would know where it came from, and it could affect the perception of hundreds of thousands of people just that fast. I mean, that's pretty scary. You know, fake news, whatever. I mean, just whatever his particular interest would be, that he has that kind of power available, and this is what big tech is providing now in the landscape.
I think that that's right, and I think that that's what is really scary. And I also think that there is a difference between news that is truly fake and news that is agenda driven, and I think mm-hmm. that there's a tendency to confuse that. I mean, a lot of what I'm talking about is out and out smears, but I think when we hear the term fake news, what that often means in practical reality is you have media outlets that have agendas that they are prosecuting, not necessarily by publishing fake news, but by publishing news that is prosecuting a very, very specific agenda.
Exactly. And what happens, it's kind of what, you know, one of the senators said, you get into that consideration of, you know, falso in uno, falso in omnibus. You know, if you're false in one thing, you're false in others. So, but also the other thing that is occurring to your point, earlier point, is that fake news has been used in such a way that we're just kind of, you know, we're being deafened by it. I mean, it doesn't quite have the impact that it had initially, right?
I think that that's right, and it's very difficult to tell when all of this ends. I mean, my guess, as I said, is it is some combination of we're just so saturated by this stuff that we don't hear a lot of it anymore. But what I really think is going to happen, and I see this in my business all the time, is sooner or later somebody tangles with the wrong person.
Right. Exactly.
And that person says, you know something? I am crazy enough to fight you, and I do want to see a terrible price paid. I mean, that's what happened in the Hulk Hogan Gawker case,
right.
Where somebody went too far. And I do think that, you know, I see this in a certain type of journalist, not all journalists, that the desire to ruin is so powerful that nothing can curb it, and it gets all mixed up with the False Amendment and the public's right to know. And look, we would all agree that the public does have a right to know whether a pharmaceutical product is safe, but does the public really have the right to know about somebody's sex life? I mean, do we really? Do we really have
exactly.
the right to just ruin people we don't like?
Well, Eric Desenhall, about 20 seconds, you know, of course, the temptation is that, you know, Congress steps in and we start legislating and compromising our First Amendment right of free speech, right?
I think that's the danger. I don't think it's going to happen that way because the courts are very clear that
right.
that the First Amendment must survive. I think the fight will be fought out in other
gotta,
places.
Got to leave it there. His book,
okay,
False Light,
you.
Eric Desenhall. Thank you, Eric. Appreciate it. Take
you
care.
Bet.
Attention radio listeners. If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
The final